Namaste, friends. My name is Heather Wiest, and I am blessed and honored to be guiding this yoga nidra for creating a vision and trusting the process. Please lie down, resting comfortably. If you need support for your lower back, place a pillow or rolled blanket under the back of your knees. If you are cool, place a blanket over the body. If you have an eye pillow, please place it over the eyes now. Take a moment to gather your props, limit distractions, and completely relax. As you settle in, lengthen the tailbone down towards the heels to create more space in the low back. Draw the shoulder blades into the chest, opening up the heart space. Soften the shoulders away from the ears. Move the mouth around or take a yawn or swallow to help release tension in the jaw. Soften the cheekbones and forehead. Completely let go. The body is very heavy, but the heart space is light and buoyant, always ready to receive. Our intention for this practice is to create and embrace a vision for our life and to trust the process of it being fulfilled in divine timing. Let your visions guide you. Visions are different from dreams. A vision is a picture that comes from the soul and comes out through the heart. A vision is a small glimpse of light that shines and shows us our path. Trust the vision in your heart and soul. Let it guide you home. What do you want? What would feel right? What do you see yourself doing? What are you willing to do to make this happen? Hold the vision. Trust the process. God, help me to do my part. Then help me let go and let you do yours. Melody Beattie. As the eyes are closed, begin to let go of any thoughts, worries, or tension in the mind and the body. We'll take 3 deep breaths to relax now. Take a nice deep breath in. And let it go through the mouth. Again, breathe in. And let it go. Last time, inhale. And let it out. releasing tension and dropping inside. A word of caution. In this next exercise, we'll be holding the breath as we work the body. If you have untreated high blood pressure or cannot have undue pressure in the head, eyes, or sinuses, please do not hold your breath. Tighten and tense the entire body as you inhale. Tighten the arms, hands, shoulders, feet, legs, and face. Hold the breath in. Tighten. Tighten. Now let go completely. Relax. On your next exhale, let go even more. Feel the effect. And let us repeat this experience again. So as you inhale, tighten the arms, hands, shoulders, feet, legs, and face. Tighten, tighten, even more. Hold the breath, hold. Hold and let go. Let go completely. Relax and feel a wave of heaviness wash over the body. Surrender completely like a rag doll. Melt into the floor. Release any holding anywhere in the body. Feel the boundaries of your body dissolve into the space around you. As you lie on your back, make yourself very comfortable. Make any adjustments now to release tension in the body. As we move into the next phase of guided relaxation, resolve to be motionless, very still. If at any point you need to move, do so mindfully, and then return to stillness as soon as possible. Resolve to stay awake. Simply allow your mind and body to respond to directions easily and without force. Listen to the sound of my voice and stay connected to my voice throughout the session. And now begin to shift from doing to feeling. Let go completely and relax and receive this gift. And now, direct your full attention to your breath. Slowly deepen your inhalations and exhalations. Let your breath flow in a steady, uniform, unbroken stream. Be totally connected to your breath as it flows in and out. Bring all of your awareness to the expansion and contraction of your abdomen as you breathe deeply in and out. With each exhale, release all tension held in your body. Let go. Use your breath to enter a deeper level of stillness and silence. We will continue with 7 more slow deep breaths. Count them like this. 7 breathing in. 7 breathing out. Six breathing in. 6 breathing out. Continue like this until you get to the number 1. Be absorbed in the sound of your own breath. Let yourself become quieter and more peaceful with each breath. And now release into your natural breath rhythm. Allow your breath to move as it wishes. So much that it's not you breathing, but you being breathed. Do nothing from now on. Allow yourself to settle and respond easily to my words. Completely let go. Let go even more. allow yourself to respond directly and non-mentally as we move awareness through different parts of the body. Take your awareness to the brow center. Down to the pit of the throat. Right shoulder. Right elbow. Right wrist. Right thumb. Right index finger. Right middle finger. Right ring finger. Right little finger. Right wrist. Right elbow. Right shoulder. Pit of the throat. Left shoulder. Left elbow. Left wrist. Left thumb. Left index finger. Left middle finger. Left ring finger. Left little finger. Left wrist. Left elbow. Left shoulder. Pit of the throat. Heart center. Right chest. Heart center. Left chest. Heart center. Solar plexus. Navel point. Pelvis. Navel point. Solar plexus. Heart center. Pit of the throat. Brow center. And now relax into the stillness that has been created. Completely let go and feel. which you're completely relaxed. I invite you to join me on a journey. Imagine that you're standing on the edge of a path of a small forest. The bright sun warms your back as you face the opening in the trees. The cool breeze from the forest is inviting you to enter. The path is clear and broad. It is easy to follow. And so you step into the forest. All around you, you can hear birds calling to one another. Their sounds are gentle and sweet. It is as if they're encouraging you to take a few more steps into their home. And so you do. The peace in the forest is embracing. You are aware of small animals around you. You see rabbits and squirrels romping and playing. You can hear the sounds of more birds hidden in the dense canopy of the forest. As you walk on, you begin to hear the sound of running water. You can tell that the water is gentle, and you walk in the direction of the sound. As you walk, you can feel the leaves under your feet and the small branches and roots on the ground. It feels good to have your feet touching the earth. And you let the gentle voice of the water call you on. Shortly, in front of you, opens a little clearing in the forest. And in the middle of the clearing is a small pool. The pool is being fed from a stream cascading down a small rocky slope. As the pool is filled to overflowing, the water leaves the pool on the other side and continues its journey back into the forest. Here in the clearing, there are some rocks where you can sit. The rocks are warm from the sun as its rays make their way down from the opening in treetops. You walk to the largest of the rocks and take a seat on it. It is as if the rock were made just for you to sit on. It cradles your body and holds you steady. And you just sit here for a few minutes in silence, listening to the sounds of the forest and the water all around you. Your eyes are closed and your heart is full of joy. In a few moments, you begin to sense the gentle presence of another being in front of you. You open your eyes, and standing about 6 feet from you is a beautiful doe, her limpid brown eyes resting on you. She is completely at ease, and so are you. For some minutes, you sit enthralled by this gentle creature, just looking at you as if she loves you. She is so calm and assured in your presence that even her ears are still. And you are so in awe of her presence that your gaze cannot leave hers. It seems that she has brought a message for you. And across the space between the two of you, she is sending you that message. Somehow you become aware of the message and are ready to receive it from her. Open your heart now and receive her message. Your heart is filled to overflowing with the love and encouragement you are feeling in her message. She stands there a few moments longer. Then she gently closes her eyes, opens them again for one last look at you, turns around, and slowly walks back into the forest. You sit for a moment longer, simply integrating into your being the message she brought you. And then you rise from your spot on the rock, move gently back onto the path, and walk slowly and calmly back to the edge of the forest where you first stepped upon the path. Your message from the forest has been integrated into your being, and you will take that message with you back into your daily life. This time, completely let go. Surrender to the silence within you and around you. Allow yourself to receive the healing powers of your body. Let go of thoughts and drift back into vast spaciousness, light, and calm. Allow yourself to receive these intentions. I embrace the vision in my heart. I know it will manifest in perfect timing. I embrace the vision in my heart. I know it will manifest in perfect timing. I drop all anxiety and fear and replace it with bold faith and trust. I drop all anxiety and fear and replace it with bold faith and trust. I My body is light. My mind at peace. And my heart is unconditionally open. My body is light. My mind at peace. And my heart is unconditionally open. What do you want? What would feel right? What do you see yourself doing? What are you willing to do to make this happen? Create an open, positive, affirmative intention around your vision. Let this be your personal intention now. At this time, feel the presence of any mentors, guides, teachers, friends, or loved ones with whom you feel connected. Feel their presence surrounding you, guiding you, and supporting you. Know you can draw on the source of love and support at any time. And now notice if there's any guidance to be received at this time. Open yourself to this guidance. Listen and receive. If nothing comes, just relax back and receive the unconditional support surrounding you. Recognize now that a new shift has been made in your life, both physically and energetically. The shift will enable you to honor your heart and soul's deepest longings. Know that each time you reconnect with this shift, you balance body, mind, and spirit. mind ever so gently. Begin to come back into the present moment, keeping the body still. Start to deepen your breath. Allow your breath to fill the space of your body. And begin to move gently now, wiggling fingers and toes, rocking the head gently side to side. If it feels right, allowing yourself to stretch as though awakening from a long sleep. And as you're ready, drawing the knees in towards the chest, maybe rocking gently side to side. And then rolling to either side, resting in a fetal position. Noticing here the effects of the practice. The body relaxed. The mind calm. The spirit at peace. Know you can come here at any time just by connecting with your breath, the breath of life. Trust the vision in your heart and soul. Let it guide you home. God, help me to do my part. Then help me let go and let you do yours. Remain in a fetal position. If you're drifting off to sleep, if arising, use the strength of your arms to slowly come into a comfortable seated position, keeping the eyes soft and closed, palms facing up on the thighs in a receiving gesture, quietly reflecting for a few breaths, receiving any insights from our practice. And we'll take two collective breaths together. Nice deep inhale in. And let it go through the mouth. Another deep inhale in. Longest exhale yet. Drawing the hands into Anjali Mudra at heart center. It has been an honor and a pleasure to guide you into creating a vision and trusting the process. Thank you for sharing your beautiful presence with me. From the light within me, I honor and respect the light within you. Walk in grace and peace and shine bright, my friend. Much love and namaste.